Sir Jorah Mormont apologized for his gift. "It's a small thing, my princess, but all a poor exile could afford," he said as he laid a small stack of old books before her. They were histories and songs of the Seven Kingdoms, she saw, written in the common tongue. She thanked him with all her heart. Master Illyrio murmured a command, and four burly slaves hurried forward, bearing between them a great cedar chest bound in bronze. When she opened it, she found piles of the finest velvets and damasks the free cities could produce, and resting on top, nestled in the soft cloth, three huge eggs. Danny gasped. They were the most beautiful things she had ever seen, each different than the others, patterned in such rich colours that at first she thought they were crusted with jewels, and so large it took both hands to hold one. She lifted it delicately, expecting that it would be made of some fine porcelain or delicate enamel, or even blown glass, but it was much heavier than that, as if it were all of solid stone. The surface of the shell was covered with tiny scales, and as she turned the egg between her fingers, they shimmered like polished metal in the light of the setting sun. One egg was a deep green, with burnished bronze flecks that came and went depending on how Danny turned it. Another was pale cream streaked with gold. The last was black as a midnight sea, yet alive with scarlet ripples and swirls. "What are they?" she asked, her voice hushed and full of wonder.